How'd you boys finish up after the other night, eh?
Kids form their attitude to alcohol long before they ever have a drink themselves. From their most important role model.
No, I thought we were supposed to get a warning.
We just did, mate.
Right, I'm off.
Like drinking alcohol before your body can handle alcohol. It's no good for growing up.
I owe everything I have to cigarettes. My cough, stained fingers, yellow teeth, and incurable lung cancer.
How much more evidence is needed before the message is fully understood? Social media is a serious health hazard.
Jesus, man. Like, is this type of manipulation actually work in the West? If you try to put this in Eastern Europe, people would act as if the politician just said the N-word. You would lose all respect that society has for you. And the reason is because people will think that you're treating them like imbeciles. And you're basically offending the public. Holy shit. You know what is the last time I saw something like this? Also in the Anglosphere during Project COVID. They called it Project Fear, sorry. And it was like people that couldn't breathe and people stuck in dark hospitals. And the vibe was that you need to shut down your business right now and you need to stop celebrating any religious holidays because otherwise you're killing grandma. And that person in a dark hospital is basically your fault because you went out without a mask. And this is exactly that. I mean, look. The entire thing, right? Like two kids stuck in darkness with people that want to give them alcohol. And I guess they're trying to push the message that social media is just as harmful as alcohol. But what's interesting here is that they know it's not. Like notice how none of the kids actually drink the alcohol, but they do use the social media. And so imagine if the commercial actually had the kids drinking. Like how would the public react if you saw this young lady taking the glass of wine and having a sip? Like, people would be morally outraged, right? Like, they would be freaking out. But when the kids are actually given the smartphones, like, no one actually cares, right? Because, like, we grew up as well. Like, we were teenagers. We used the internet. And the whole thing is to drive the conversation to a level of hysteria and to prime the public for a level of emotional discourse that has nothing to do with logic anymore. Because obviously the conversation is not about children. I don't think anyone gives a shit about kids being on the internet. The real conversation should be a hunched, evil-looking politician just going into your bedroom while you're posting a meme and then like reaching out into your wallet and taking your ID card and looking at your ID card and then looking at your face. And then calling the cops because you posted the meme. That's the real conversation that's happening here. And that's how the commercial should be like. It's like, are you letting your politician into your bedroom? No? Then why are you tolerating this shit? Because apparently, like, they worked with a lot of child safety groups, but they didn't work with a single privacy advocacy group. Like, they don't give a shit about the adults. And so apparently in Australia, what the adults do is public information, but what the politicians do is private information, when it should be obviously the other way around. Now, it's also the lack of context and nuance, and you will notice this with a lot of Anglospheric propaganda. They do not differentiate between a 5-year-old or a 15-year-old. A parent that does raises kids properly versus another parent that doesn't. So what I mean by this, well, not all social media and not all parents are the same. Like, if I want my 15-year-old kid to have internet access every Saturday, and I actually do install parental controls, and I actually do manage to look at who he is talking to and what he is doing, why should the government not allow me to do that? Like, that's fucking insane. And it's obviously not the same with a parent that just lets their kids use the internet with no supervision, anytime they want, etc., etc. The Australian government is basically saying that if a kid uses your username, so basically, you know, you didn't log off YouTube or you didn't log off Facebook and you're going to bed, and then your kid comes in and he uses that account, then Facebook or YouTube is now legally obligated, if they find out this happened, that they should ban you. I mean, that's insane. That's mentally retarded. And now they're talking about banning VPNs. So notice how this hyper-emotional, hyper-polarized issue only has one solution, which is digital ID and the removal of internet anonymity. And if anyone complains, it's not because they don't want the government to crack down. No, no, no. It's because they don't care about the children. And even like this, you know, where you bring alcohol to kids. It's obviously one thing if a 2-year-old has alcohol, but it's another thing if a 15-year-old with his dad celebrating New Year's is offered a glass of wine. Right? Like, it all depends about parenting, context, nuance. Like, not all things are the same. But they have, like, a very communist, collectivist mindset now, where it's not your children, it's our children. And, of course, you know, like, if you run your entire nation as a welfare state, and the government just extracts resources from the population, then they're looking at society like a farm. And we need more animals in order to increase our production quota. And if we don't have enough animals on the farm, like, that's fine. We can buy more from overseas. We can domesticate our animals further. And society has to be managed, like, just like a farm has fences and, right? Now, again, they don't think about context, because I had this conversation with someone else, and they said, oh, so you want a society without rules? And it's like, well, don't you think, like, between having a fascist hellscape where you have no privacy and you can't even parent your children without the consent of the government, and then having a society with no rules, don't you think like there can be a zone in between that's called common sense? This mentality, like, if you can allow a drop of water into your house, then you're consenting for the entire ocean to be dropped into your house. This is fucking madness. It's insane. But for some reason, this type of propaganda and this type of arguments really work well in Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom. I don't know why, though, but it is what it is. I am actually curious about the harm that they're pushing on kids with this, because unlike them, I did have a childhood, and I know what it would be like if the government did something like this. Like, immediately, we would try to use VPNs, Tor. If that doesn't work, we would try to go on obscure websites. Like, we would still use the internet. And I guess it also depends what parents think. But if the government is pushing this level of fear-mongering, obviously they know that the law is very unpopular with parents. And so they're hoping that enough Karens internalize this in order to try to moralize other normal people. I find it interesting. So, like, if a parent can't install parental controls, like, are they going to try to prevent their kids from using the internet now? I personally think they don't care about kids. I don't think that this is about kids for one single second. I think this is about adults doxing themselves every time they go online. But if I was to say, like, okay, maybe they do care about kids a little bit, the only reason they would is because the only place that you can find populist propaganda, because this is what they fear the most, is on the internet, is on social media. And they really despise the fact that in recent years, a lot of kids were populists and they were voting right wing. And so the only place that was happening was on unmoderated websites, like 4chan, like Discord, like even Twitter. Talking with AI bots, and so they're definitely scared, you know? Like, they actually want a complacent teenage population that has their faces in the smartphones and don't get politically engaged, and then promote leftist bullshit. When that happened with the environmentalist movement, like, they didn't care. All of a sudden, now they care. And it's also interesting that if you looked at the conversation 2 years ago, no one was this hysterical, right? Like, no one would make the accusation that letting your kid on social media is the same like giving them a bottle of wine. But I'm pretty sure that now with astroturfing and with this type of messaging, you are going to see this hysteria. I give it 3, maybe 4 years, because that's how long COVID took. until people are basically going to do malicious compliance or non-compliance. If I was in Australia, I would definitely fight this. The first thing that I would do would be to research every single company involved. For instance, the government named a company called Headspace that offers online advice for mental health. I would try to see why is the government recommending this particular company. Like, was there an auction made? Is anyone at the company working with a person in the government? Is there some nepotism going on? Is the money flowing there? Like, that's the type of questions you need to do, and then start filing lawsuits for conflicts of interest. Who are these corporations that do the robust digital ID verification? Who created them? Are they associated with any NGO that the government works with? That's the type of lawfare that governments hate. Like, people on the street protesting, that doesn't really work in 2025 unless you already have the media in your pocket. But lawfare and legal jutsu absolutely work. In fact, like, some of the biggest success stories in the European Union regarding pandemic measures were done by people that actually did use lawfare. So that's my advice for people living in Australia if they don't like this nonsense. Anyway, let me know what you think. And as usual, I will see you in the comment section. Take care.